Coming up on episode number 406, well, the countdown shows are done. It's the first day of January 2008. The Kokuro Page a Day calendar has been replaced by the New York Times Crossword a Day calendar. And we're going to kick things off with some great music for the new year. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's January 1st, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you just some music to kind of help celebrate the first of the year. Also, trying to bring a little bit of a short show since the last few shows have been 45 minutes, 50 minutes, even over an hour. So, you know what? Let's just jump right into it. I got a request for this first track from Steve from Philadelphia. Great recommendation. And what's interesting about it is the band. The band is Salsa Celtica. And they combine their fusion of Afro-Cuban salsa and Celtic music, which you would expect would be horrendous. It's actually just the opposite. It's fantastic. And it just happens to be, you know, Salsa Celtica just happens to be a hard-swinging salsa band that comes from Scotland. Celebrating the first day of the year with a traditional song for the first day of the year, here's Salsa Celtica with Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you. todo el mundo con su ron y whisky, aquí vamos a gozar. Las campanas de la iglesia están sonando, anunciando que el año viejo se va, y todo el mundo está celebrando el año nuevo que viene.
Jim, just get the cockle right at the end.
What a year for a new year. We need it like we need it life, I guess. Last one left us lying in a mess. What a year for a new year. What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise. Sunrise. What a day for a new day, and our star shines like a miracle, and our world is almost beautiful again. What a day for a new day. What a night for a sunrise, and we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise, sunrise. Soon we'll be lying in our beds, and new dreams will fill our heads. Let it go without
What a beautiful sentiment that that song is. As a matter of fact, it is the uncovered gem of the week. It's not a cover song, but I love the sentiment. I love the feeling of that song. I love the way it just kicks off the year. And I think if there were a year that we did need to kind of get away from and kind of look forward to the new year, it is 2008. That's Dan Wilson. That comes from a collection called Maybe This Christmas, which came out in 2002. And it is kind of a good harbinger. Harbinger for change, for kind of renewal. Before that, you heard Salsa Celtica with their version of Auld Lang Syne, the old classic Celtic song about old acquaintances. That comes from an album called El Agua de la Vida. Now, if I sound distracted, it's because I've been doing some giveaways here on the show and contacted the winners. The winner of the iPod Nano contest. Now, this was the song scramble. Oh, you know, I should pull that up so you guys can hear what the songs were. So the winner of that prize is Kim. I'm not going to say where she's from, although she is from pixelpaper.net. That is her website. And these are the songs. Let me play you first the scramble. You can see I'm scrambling myself to get this together. Okay, here is the scramble that y'all heard. Oops. All right. So, Kim was one of the several entries that that came in that did have them correct. There were a few people that did have it wrong. And I think the big trick in there was the third song. So the correct answers were Oops, I Did It Again by Richard Thompson, Ring of Fire by Social Distortion, When You Were Mine by Cyndi Lauper. And I picked a clip of that song where she's actually singing Time After Time. It did manage to throw a few people off who put Time After Time by Evie Cassidy. Fourth song was I Fought the Law by The Clash, Baby Got Back by Jonathan Colton, Running Up That Hill by Placebo, and Lithium by the Polyphonic Spree. So congratulations. I did the Excel spreadsheet random number generator thing, and it picked her entry in the contest. Also, congratulations need to go out to two of the people who did the introductions for Coverville Themes, Charles and Caitlin. And did Charles say where he was from? He didn't. And Howard, who did number 30, I believe. So congratulations to Howard and Charles. They're winning a couple of PED 3s from thoughtout.biz. It's a great little device that allows you to prop up your iPod Touch or your iPhone and pivot it. It gets it off your desk and kind of more up to viewing level and kind of angled so you can kind of watch it better than having it stacked on top of books or flat on your desk or things like that. So congratulations to Howard, Charles, Caitlin, Kim, and of course to Andrew Rothman, who had the winning theme song remix in the contest there. And he wins a couple of Seinfeld box sets. Wow, just clearing, it's clearing out stuff time, I guess, at Coverville. Getting a lot of that stuff out of here. All right, couldn't do a New Year's Day show without playing a cover of this one. It's Aslan with their cover of U2's New Year's Day from the album Even Better Than the Real Things, Volume 3.
Day. A world in
it's underway. And I wanna be with you night and day. Nothing changes on a New Year's Day.
When it comes to loving, just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. And I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try.
That is the Kubas with their version of Cat Stevens' First Cut is the Deepest. That comes from one of those compilations. Remember the Nuggets? Yeah, Nuggets, the Artifacts discs. That's from Nuggets 2, the first disc, which came out in 2000. The song itself that you heard came out, obviously, a lot earlier than that, way back in 1968. And for a band that formed in 1962 and never really got a fair start, never really got an introduction to an audience. That was their highest charting single in 1968. Unfortunately, another version of Cat Stevens' First Cut is the Deepest came out by P.P. Arnold and kind of eclipsed their version and caused them to break up later that year. So that is the Kubas with kind of a swan song, a swan cover song, if you will. The First Cut is the Deepest, originally by Cat Stevens. Before that, you heard Aslan with New Year's Day. Comes from the 2005 Even Better Than the Real Things Volume 3 CD. And as I was typing that in, I realized that I played that way back, way, way, way back, only about 35 shows ago in episode 365 as part of the year's episode. The sponsor for this week's shows, or actually for tonight and Thursday night's show, is eMusic. Use the coupon code, or I'm sorry, not coupon code, but use the link on coverville.com to get 25 free CD, free songs. Holy cow, I can't talk tonight. 25 free songs from eMusic. No obligation, just sign up. If you're not happy with the service, not happy with the selection, then you can quit at any time. But enjoy those 25 free tracks. The Polyphonic Spree is on there. They Might Be Giants is on there. Tons of great stuff on there. eMusic.com. All right. Well, as you could tell from the track before the eMusic ad, the first cut is the deepest. I'm including that because of the word first in the title, as I am with the next two songs. The first of which is a song called Head First, which was originally released by The Babies. And that was the band that launched the career of John Waite, who had a big hit in the 1980s with Missing You. This cover is performed by Cody Jarrett, and you'll find it on a collection called Pop Squad Presents 1978. Here's Head First by Cody Jarrett.
God. I won't stay around with you, my friend. The life's been empty since I left. Since I went away from home, I'm sick and tired of being alone. There ain't nothing left for me to do, and I gotta get the first plane home. I gotta get the first plane home. Got my wings, wing fly high over the sea. There's a little girl waiting for me. I love her till my dying day. When I die, you'll hear me say that I love that girl for eternity. And I gotta get the first plane home. Gotta get the first plane home. Till my dying day, when I die, hear me say that I love that girl for eternity. And I gotta get the first plane home. I gotta get the first plane home. Gotta get the first plane home. Gotta get the first plane home.
The Young Fresh Fellows with their cover of The Kinks, Gotta Get the First Plane Home. That comes from the 2001 Kinks tribute, Give the People What We Want, The Songs of The Kinks. Before that, Head First by Cody Jarrett. That comes from the 1999 compilation, Pop Squad Presents 1978. And I'm having a hard time finding that anywhere for sale. So I will keep an eye out for that to put a link in the show notes so you can pick up a copy for yourself if you dig that track. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Have a great and happy 2008. Hopefully I'll untangle my tongue for the next show. The next show is going to be a cover story. And do I have... Who is it? It is Joy Division and New Order. That's right, yeah. Because of the birthday of Bernard Sumner on Friday. So look forward to the Joy Division New Order cover story, and I guarantee we will have a version in that show of Love Will Tear Us Apart. It's kind of a given. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you've got a suggestion for that show, you email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call me at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. Like I said, we'll be back on Thursday with the Joy Division New Order cover story. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.